Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Mishnayos. We're holding in Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. It says as follows. Lo yiftach adam chalanosav l'chatzer shutafim. A person cannot open up his windows towards a courtyard that is owned by partners. Right? See, in this case, he is one of those partners. He can't open his window into that courtyard, a new window. Loka doesn't mean a window that you open and close. It means he can't create a new window into that chatz. Lokach bayis b'chatzer achayis. If a person purchased a home, a building in a different chatzer that he doesn't otherwise have a partnership in, he can't open up windows. It's not about windows. He can't have an entrance into that house that goes into the general public area in the courtyard of these partners. So if a person built an attic on top of his house, he also can't have an entrance into that attic going directly into the jointly owned courtyard. Rather, if you'd want to have an attic, he has to build a room inside his house, and build an attic on top of his own property, and have the entrance up into that attic within his house. People come into his house and then up into the attic. We'll see that the story is over here that it's not justified to have a reason that more people should have to go into jointly owned space and thereby be walking around that communal area when he has the option to avoid it and have them just go through his house. A person cannot open up into a jointly owned courtyard an entrance that is opposite someone else's entrance or a window that is opposite someone else's window. Hayakatam, if he was already a window there and was small, he is not allowed to make it larger. Echod, lo yasenu shnayim. If it was one, he can't make it two. However, one can open up an entranceway or a window opposite an entrance or a window that is facing Rishus HaRabim anyway. Meaning to say there is a house or a window of a house that is immediately next to a public area, meaning Rishus HaRabim, not a chatzer, not a private area like that that's only owned by the partners, but Rishus HaRabim where the whole public world would walk by. And opposite that, you know, on the other side of the street is going to be facing a window or a doorway, that's okay. Hayakatan, if it was small, osa gadol, we can make it larger. Echad, osa shnayim. If it was one, we can make it into two. It says there out here, L'chatzer shutafim. Yeah, if a person cannot open up windows into a jointly owned courtyard, L'chatzer sheyesh lo shutus bo. This is about a courtyard that he has partnership in. L'kol shekein L'chatzer chaver, and all the more so, he can't do this into the chatzer that his friend owns that has nothing to do with him. Mishum hezegriya, this is because of violation of privacy. I don't know if the Rav means that he can't open it because people will be tempted to look into his property, or he can't do it because he will look into the chatzer where people are. The first way sounds to me more logical because, you know, chatzer is a somewhat public area that he could look into. People are out there, they know they're being watched. But it's interesting then that the Rav would mean that you can't set up a situation where people might look into your property. But it's not clear from the plain reading of the Rav which way he means. Lokach bayis b'chatzer acheres, if a person purchased a home in another chatzer, lo yiftachenu l'chatzer ha'shutafin. You can't open up that house, make an entranceway into that house that goes directly into the jointly owned chatzer. So the Rav says, "Hasmucha lechatzer zu sheish lo ba shutus." Right? We're talking that he owns a chatzer, and I bought a house in a nearby chatzer that he has a partnership in. You can't open up a house in the new house that he bought. You can't open up a pesach of that house into the chatzer that he doesn't have shutus in. Yeah. Yeah, he can't do that. Shemar be'alei andrisas haregel midari oso bayis. Yeah, he is increasing on them the traffic for the people that are going to live in that house. I mean, it sounds like he's not going to live there. Yeah. So he can't do that and increase he can't. Or maybe it means that I'm confused how to read the Rav. Where did he buy the house? He bought the house in the chatzer next to the one where he has a partnership in. Yeah, and Rav's saying he can't open up a pesach into this chatzer. Which one's this chatzer? The new one or the current one? Because in either event, it seemingly there'd be a problem with him increasing the traffic. Yeah, seems to be into the one even though he has a shutus in it, he can't do it. The mission says he can't do that. What should he do? It says he can't do that. And then it says if he wants to build an aliyah on his house, he also can't have a direct opening into the chatzer. They have to go through his house. Bona cheder lifnei mibeisel, build an inner room in his house. She'eino mosif kulam al cholik beisel l'shnayim. He's not adding anything. He's dividing his own house into two. If anyways he wanted to fill his house with people living there, he couldn't. He can't stop it. And we said, you can't open up in a chatzar, a Pesach, connected to Pesach. The Amr Kral, the Pesach says, the famous word, Parshas Balak, Ayisa Bilam Efeinu Vayaris Yisrael Shochem Yishvotos. Bilam raised his eyes and saw the Jewish people dwelling according to their tribes. Mara, what did he see? He praised them that the doorways were not opposite one another and people invading each other's privacy. Why can't you make an opening? It's already there. I can't make it larger. They could say to him, with one small doorway, we were able to remain hidden from you, to be modest and not be exposed to you. But with a large entranceway, we're going to find it more difficult to hide from you. We can't do it. So too, one cannot be made into two. They could say, with one entranceway, wherever it was, we could hide from you. But if there's two entrance points, it's harder to hide from you. He said, he can't open up a doorway or a window opposite another doorway or window if there's a Rishus Rabim in the middle. So Amalek, you could say, you anyways have to hide from all the people in Rishus Rabim, so I'm not making it any more difficult from the fact that I have an entranceway, a window, or I made one into two, or a small one into a large. Yeah. Says Mishnah Ches, a person cannot make a void, a space, under Rishus Rabim. What does that mean? Various shichanim are different types of caves, which mentioned but in this case, all of these would have to be that you made a pit, a bore, you know, it's a round type of pit, and then there's a part that goes into Rishus Rabim, meaning to say there's still a floor you can walk on, but in the inside is dug, you know, to the side, like a cavern type of structure, and now people walk on that area, they're over a relatively thin amount of floor, of ground, and then there's a hole, though, beneath them at some point. Yeah, so they're saying you can't have that in Rishus Rabim that people are walking on a ground type of area, but there's a open space under the ground. So bor shich amar, so bor is a round bor, shiach is a long and narrow one. And ma'ara usually has a covering stam, that's a cavern. Rabbi Eliezer Mater is kadesh de'agol in halachas utana avanim. Only if the amount of ground that is left is large enough that it's strong enough to hold a carriage that is going and carrying stones. One cannot bring out zizin gzusteros, there are different types of protrusions that come off of a wall, into Rishus Rabim. A person has a wall and he wants to have things sticking out, ledges to be used for something. He can't have it sticking out to Rishus Rabim. The option would be to move one's wall back into his area, then have these things stick out to where they are still within his property. If a person bought a chatzar, and within it there are these things sticking out of walls, as a chazaka, then that's okay. He doesn't have to move the wall back, and even though these things are sticking out to Rishus Rabim, the Rav will tell us why it's okay. So it says over here in the Rav, even if he accepted upon himself any damages that come because of these halals, of these holes in the ground, underground caverns, still he can't do it. People don't want to get damaged and then have to go to court. They do an al isek and want them to judge about their money, their property. You can't just, you know, say, okay, we'll go to court about it. That's not a good excuse for having the damage happen in the first place. Rav Elazar Matzer is Vavad, as long as she kasena bechozek, that you cover over the hole with enough strength, kadesh te agola mahalecha salov to unavonim, that a carriage, or meaning some sort of wheelbarrow, some item that you carry cargo with, can go onto it carrying stones. You don't have to worry that maybe in a few days the cover will get ruined and I'll fall in. Allah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. We don't matter even that. We don't matter it at all. Zizin, the Rav says, rehitin katanim. The word rehut in modern Hebrew means furniture. So I understood that zizin and gezusteros are both protrusions from a wall. I'm not sure how to translate rehitin katanim in the Rav literally. They definitely mean things sticking out of a wall. So gezusteros says, klaros gedolos, those are large beams. Shemi yikash lehem in Rishus Rabim. People may stumble over these things that are sticking out of the wall into Rishus Rabim. What he could do is, kone sesel shalo. Yeah, he can move the wall within his own property area. Shemachis bekarkishelo. Yeah, he brings it into his land. Kishir hotzas azizin emotzi. In the amount of space that he needs to bring out these zizin exusteros, these protrusions, and then he can stick them out. Then he said, if you bought a courtyard and these things were there, they already have their chazaka. We tine for him. We make a claim in his name. I'm reading, we say, Shem is Eshemachalo, maybe this one that sold it to him, Konas Vesoch Shalom. He had already done the mutter way. He had already moved his wall into his property line, and these things that are sticking out were really within his line, not part of Rishus Zerah. So yeah, that could have been the case. There wasn't necessarily anything wrong here, so he can leave it as a chazaka like that. Okay, then we finished the third parak. Next time, the fourth parak, we'll also get back to our pace of three Mishnah. Thank you for